Dinge und aufhören zu trainieren. Immer Lotus Flower, zu Shimati Ramanami, on Wednesday. I recognize that all of us are a little bit maybe overstretched by the unusual traffic situation in New York City. I also recognize that it is a little late, but I sincerely urge all of you to please give me your full attention and concentration so that we can really absorb ourselves in the atmosphere of Radhasthami and obtain hopefully the blessings of Shrimati Radha Rani on our onward journey. We were going back and forth on the venues of this festival. There were different options which did not work in the end, and this is where Radha Rani has brought us today. So let us please make best use of the time which we have together so that we can absorb ourselves. I always feel festival days are days where we should catch some real devotion in our heart. Festival days are days where we should spread our little baskets, our uttariyas, our hearts out, so that we can receive the blessings which are so freely available on these days. For this, I need your cooperation, and we need to create a peaceful and disturbance-free atmosphere. If you see that your children, who are by now a little cranky, that's an American slang expression, it means like nervous, the parents are please take good care because we have little time and a long journey, a long spiritual journey. Please join me.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Rishaya Bhutane Namaste Saraswate Gaurani Tachariye Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharya Shatayine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda He Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Rahe Vrinda Vrineshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Manchakalpa Darurasya Kripa Sindhu Vaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
notice, it is said that Krishna is very difficult to understand. Ata si Krishna namadi, Krishna is beyond. Actually, the grasp of our senses. How much more difficult then it is to understand Shrimati Radharani? Still, because the organizers of this festival have been very trusting, they have requested me to speak. I'm feeling also a little nervous to speak before such exalted God brothers as His Holiness the Advaita Maharaj and our incarnation of Krishna Kirtan, Agnidev Prabhu. Krishna, so you kindly give your well wishes in my direction. To understand Shrimati Radharani is possible when we understand her qualities. How is she like? Of all of the qualities of Shrimati Radharani, which I believe Gopal is now explaining in the temple room in detail, I would like to concentrate on two qualities. She is full of Karuna and of Daya. Karuna means mercy, and one of her names is Karuna Mayi Radha. Shrimati Radharani, who is filled with mercy. Another her name is Daya Mayi. Daya Mayi. Daya means compassion. The feeling which arises when one sees another person suffering in some ways, and the desire to alleviate that suffering. So today we will hear about Karuna Mayi Radha and Daya Mayi Radha. There's a very well-known story from the Padma Purana which describes these two qualities of Shrimati Radharani. It describes the journey of a jackal, a she-jackal, who after walking through deserts and long stretches of land was overwhelmed with thirst. And she arrived at a lake called Shivapuri, which is just before her happened, and wanted to drink. But unfortunately for the jackal, some village boys found her and began to throw stones at her and beat her with sticks. Totally distraught in misery, she ran and found shelter in a deserted foxhole. The village boys, however, did not give up. They wanted to kill the jackal because jackals sometimes can kill innocent babies. They are not well loved in India. They carry all kinds of difficult diseases. They are mean and they laugh in the night so that you think Dracula is awake. It's really disturbing. So when the boys saw the jackal disappearing in the foxhole, they brought some dry wood, ignited it, and waved the smoke into the foxhole, desiring to bring the jackal out. It's called in German language were translated literally to smoke her out. And reminds us of the smoking places in the airports. How can anyone stay in there? So the jailer came running out into the boys who had never raised sticks, ready to clap her to death. The jailer cried miserably, and this cry was heard by Srimati Radharani, who said to Lalika, "I hear someone crying at my lake. Everyone who comes here is my guest. Please see that this person who is crying so miserably is becoming happy. Give her shelter." "Who is it?" So Lalita Sakhi took on the guise of an elderly lady and came and saw it's a village scene. Boys are surrounding a jackal to kill her. She came quickly back to Radharani and said, "It's not a human, it's a jackal." "It doesn't matter," said Radharani. And here her mercy and her compassion shone forth. "Bring her to me." So Lalita went to the boys and said, "Oh boys, here you may take these candies and go into your village. I will take care of the jackal. Leave her, go. So the boys gave up, they left, and Lalita took the jackal, who was really smoked out, crying so much, and brought her, come, my mistress wants to see you. And herded or led the jackal to the presence of Srimati Radharani. When the jackal came to Radha, the jackal saw the goddess of mercy and compassion, Radha, dressed in a blue sari, with a beautiful effulgence emanating from her most elegant limbs. The jackal saw the lotus eyes of Radharani, which were full of compassion, and prostrated herself. And Radha then took her play lotus. Do you know what is the color of that lotus? Blue. Why blue? Who else is blue? Wake up, in other words. And think, he reminds her of God. She took the play lotus and playfully touched the head of the jackal. And the jackal instantly regained her constitutional position as an eternal servant of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So this is one of the many, many endless stories which are coming like waves of a nectarian ocean from the spiritual world into our awareness to flood our heart with devotion to Srimati Radharani. I have found a very nice quotation about Radharani's merciful nature. Prabhupada says, because Radha is so merciful, therefore, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna directly, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. The reason is, if you can gain the attention and mercy of Srimati Radharani, who's Krishna's compassionate nature, then all the spiritual benefits, all the spiritual gifts, all the spiritual good fortune, all this is given to you simply by the mercy of Radharani. In London, many of you have come here from London. Srila Prabhupada gave once a significant lecture on Srimati Radharani, and I also want to read excerpts of this lecture, because here Prabhupada encourages us on the day of Radhastami to offer our obeisances to Radharani, and we will need to learn that to compose our prayer to Radha. Prabhupada said, we pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. But Radharani is so great that she is attractive to Krishna. So what is the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try to understand the state of our essences to Radharani. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari means the Ishwari, the mistress of Radha, of Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. And here's the prayer which Prabhupada says. Please repeat after me.
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi,
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Business is Radharani. You are so dear to Krishna. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are so dear to Krishna. So we offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Radharani is Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts, however full I may be. What strikes us most probably here is however much of a fool I may be, Radharani accepts me. My dear devotees, sometimes we think, and it's almost like a pressure, that it takes very high qualifications. We have to offer something very special. Best is a temple with 24 karat gold, or we have to maybe be very learned or very, very outstandingly successful to impress Srimati Radharani. Here, the impression which Srila Prabhupada gives is, even if I'm a fool, if I approach Radharani sincerely and with some intensity, some eagerness, that Radharani will I recommend us. Prabhupada then concludes on this note, therefore in Vrindavan you find all the devotees very clever. They are chanting more Radharani's name than Krishna's. Wherever you go, you find the devotees are addressing Jai Radhe. You'll find still in Vrindavan they are glorifying Radharani. They are more interested in worshipping Radharani, because however fallen I may be,
If some way or other I can please Radharani, then it is very easy for me to understand Krishna. I saw the subject matter of today's lecture, and I will now become a little bit practical, is how to please Srimati Radharani. When Bhagavadananda Prabhu put this title before me, I said, oh, this is a very, very, very important question, but it's not so easy to find a good answer. How will we directly please Radharani? But then I looked at a lecture by His Holiness Niranjana Maharaj, and he found something in Prabhupada's teachings how you can please Radharani. But in order to understand this, you must understand a little bit of the spiritual world and the mood there. So this is how Maharaj told a story about Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada was inspecting pictures which were meant for publication. I remember a photo where the artist Pushkar Prabhu comes before Srila Prabhupada. Jayavedha Maharaj is with a oceanic smile in the back. And he's showing different paintings to Srila Prabhupada to get his input, if this was properly painted, if it could be published, or if there needed to be corrections, or if some picture was not at all suitable for publication. So this was such a scene. There is this picture, maybe you have seen it, that the Krishna is there in the front, prominent spot. In the back are the gopis, and they all take Radharani to Krishna because they push her forward. And Prabhupada commented at that time, yes, this idea is very nice. This is how a devotee thinks, how to push others forward. In other words, how to help others to come to Krishna. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written about this mood, helping others to come forward, and has illustrated how this is the mood of the spiritual world. In the material world, you know, there are different words, dog eat dog, or mobbing, have you heard? I talk something bad, or internet gossip, have you heard the news scandal on your SMS mobile phone? No, not yet, then I will quickly text it to you and some dirt appears on the mobile phone or the front page mystically and so on. This is material world, but spiritual world means no, you want to help others to grow. You don't want to pull them down. You don't want to criticize them. You want to be someone who helps them move on and go forward. And this is the mood of the spiritual world. I would like to read to you from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8, 213.
Nana nana chale Krishna preri sangama karaya atma Krishna sanga hoite koti shugataya.
Radharani presents various pleas for the gopis and then sends the gopis to Krishna just to enable them, the gopis, to associate with Krishna directly. At such times, when she pushes others forward,
she enjoys a happiness 10 million times greater than that enjoyed through direct association. My dear devotees, this is the Vaikuntha mood. This is the Goloka Vrindavan mood. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani, to assist others to move forward. We could see this mood in the small pastime from Padma Purana. We can also see this mood in another pastime which I told today at the place in Tompkins Square Park, where Srila Prabhupada, from where Prabhupada started his Sankirtan movement. He sat under this amazing tree. It's a really big sized tree now, shade giving tree, and sang his kirtan. Our Anidev was very pleased with the narration of this katha, because some of you were not there. I will tell it in some more detail now. It's a second illustration of the mercy of Radharani, something in which we could connect her. It was once when Srimati Radharani, this is a story, Itihasa story, told in Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani went, left Vashana one morning to go to Nandagram, to meet with Sri Krishna in the palace of Nanda Maharaj. So she, with her soft lotus feet, she moved up the steps and came before the great portal, the gate to the palace. And just before she was led in or ushered in by the guards, she saw a plaque. Only qualified persons are permitted to come inside and see Krishna. And those who were with her at that time saw that this message was noted by Srimati Radharani with some concern. Then Radha went in. She was greeted affectionately by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. We know that every morning she goes there to cook for Krishna. Yashoda is very happy. She went into the kitchen and did everything to cook a meal. And there were many wonderful pastimes. And then, after some time, Radharani left the palace, went down the steps again, and came to Vashana. When she came and entered the lanes of Vashana, the devotees of Vashana greeted her happily with showers of flowers, rose petals, etc. But Radharani looked very solemn and very serious, different from other times when she returned from the house of her beloved Krishna. She went straight into her palace, did not even properly greet her parents, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, and went right into her private chambers. Vrishabhanu Maharaj said, did something happen with Radharani this morning? Kirtita, not that I know, said Kirtita, but she's behaving so differently. She's so serious, and she just walked right into her rooms to be alone, most probably. I don't know, said Kirtita. So the parents, God's parents, knocked at the door. No response. No response. Very unusual. That
to really bury them. And very carefully the door was opened. Rishabhanu went in and saw Radha sitting very straight. He said very carefully, "Radharani, is there something which is in your mind?" "No, nothing." "How was the morning?" "Very good." "Why?" And Vishabhanu took the chin of her daughter. "Look into the eyes of your father. What is wrong?" No response. But after some time, Radharani cried and threw herself around the neck of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and cried and cried, so much crying, her shoulders were moving up and down. She sobbed. Tell us what is wrong. It can easily be corrected. You are at the parents' house, at your parents' place." Then Radha composed herself somewhat and said, When I went up the stairs to Nanda Bhavan, I saw that plague. Only very qualified persons can enter. But how will the people of Kali Yuga, who are so unqualified, come to Krishna if high qualifications are necessary? My heart breaks with compassion for these unfortunate souls. Then, what could Vrishabhanu Maharaj say to this? Then Radharani made a solemn vow. "It may be very difficult to reach Krishna in Kali Yuga. However, anyone who comes to Vashana and takes shelter at my feet will definitely reach my beloved Lord Sri Krishna." So, my dear devotees, you can see this is the idea of Radharani. This is the idea of the most merciful incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna in the mood. Mood means the inner idea, mood of Radharani. And this is also the mood of Srila Prabhupada coming to America and sitting in Tompkins Square Park. And you know, there's an arrival prayer where he says, "How will the people of America, who are so passionate and so steeped in passionate ignorance, ever understand your message?" And he says, "Please use me as your puppet. I'm just the puppet and you are the mover. So if you so want, let me dance as you make me dance." No? This is the mood. And if you, my dear devotees of Krishna, and my dear friends and my dear skeptics, if you want to attain extraordinary mercy, fresh wind into your sails, in the spiritual energy, the inner energy that moves your little efforts forward, you must pray for the mercy of Radharani. That is a good address to go. Krishna is says Savadamang Parijana, give up everything and then surrender completely to me. You know? Radharani is this compassionate of female nature. And she is like a mother. I remember I was terrible in school. Terrible, because I was so bored. So absolutely bored. I would be very active during the day and sometimes into late into the night, but when I came to school I always slept in my table, and the teachers always tried to wake me up. I was so tired. And my notes were appropriately terrible. And whenever I came home, my father, big achiever, big director, was, "What are your notes?" "Oh, I think you have to be punished." And my mother, on the other side, was totally different. She said, "Oh, again, such bad notes. We must encourage you. What is your favorite preparation?" She went and cooked my favorite paddock. Very nice paddock. You have not yet discovered this paddock. And here the different natures show. The male nature has Heidi Mans. I see Siam Gopal, Heidi Mans from the father. But the female nature, very giving, very forgiving, very encouraging. So Radharani is that. Krishna, little son, high qualifications. Salvanamam Parinchaja, my God, give up everything. Radharani is different. Come to me, pray to me, and it will be given. So today I would like to sing a prayer to Radharani. It is Padahi. Padahi means a guideline for prayer. We have presenting this. I believe we should put these lights a little down, especially those at the screen, so that we can see easily. Yes, this is good. And we tens of millions of moon globes are adorned with garments that are like a rain cloud. Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought as a preparation for you to write down your own prayer and then go to the temple room and offer it with the lotus flower to Radharani. As a preparation, let us hear the ideal prayer by Rupa Goswami. The first four verses are glorification of Prabhupada, of Srimati Radharani. The fifth verse was describing how he is eager and cries in lamentation. And then the sixth is an uttering of what he wants. He says, though he may be an unfit offender with a crooked mind, please bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person. Then he says, Radharani could say, but you just said you are a very unqualified and unfit offender with a crooked mind. Why do you want service which even Lord Brahma cannot get? Then he, Rupa Goswami, uses some logic. He says, such a sorrowful person as me is not fit to be neglected by you. Why not? For your mind is like fresh butter, always melts by the heat of compassion. Great personalities, in other words, have this heart that someone really is miserable, it comes to them. He will never go away disappointed, because the true sadhu has a heart which like butter melts with compassion, with mercy for the fallen souls. So because Radharani, you are the greatest, your heart will also melt, and I am really very, very unqualified. My dear devotees, we had such a wonderful trip. We had also seen in the different presentations which were made by the senior preachers, by also the senior leaders of Pandavasena, that this Pandavasena offers us really an opportunity to grow beyond our youth, to stay with it for a lifetime, really, of devotional service. Today, on a day which is very apparently the day of great blessings, the organizers of this trip have put some pieces of paper, I think you all have by now. We will hear a little Guru Krishna, please play this melody so that it's a little. And please think for a moment, what is your prayer to Srimati Radharani on this day? Go a little inside, please. It should not be just, oh, I want to gulab jamun, or sorry, or oh, this or that. It should be something which only Radharani can give. Gulab jamuns and other things can be given. It should be something special. Yeah, there's our organizers distributing pens. You can also share pens, obviously. This you can't type down on your mobile phone, because that would otherwise be offered to the altar and you will lose it with all your contents. So please write on your piece of paper. I will guide you what to do next, and I will ask Bhagavatananda to come and give me some information. So please, let us fold our hands before together, offer this well-known prayer.
Tata Kanchan Gaurangi Rahe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari. Please now pray, and whenever something turns up which you feel you want to ask Madame Radharani, write it down. You don't have to be afraid, no one except for Radharani will see it. Then we have that.
my dear devotees, we will have to go now because the ladies are now open. The pujaris are so kind to stretch the time a little bit longer, but not infinitely. What we can do, those who are not yet ready, don't worry, just stay here and finish your writing. We will already go now to see where Abhishek is, and where Yashoda Dulal. That's alright. There you will get lotus flowers. They will be given to you, and then we will go in procession with a kirtan into the temple, and it will be offered in the temple. Now, this is very important what I'm saying now. After you are finished offering your flowers, it is essential for your well-being that you come please back into this hall, because some very important announcement about what we will do next and so on will come. And if you don't come, you might get lost in New Jersey. So please do come after we have done the offering here, and then Bhagavad Ananda will get the announcements.